The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3389. Before we get to the final episode of our character recap series, and I guess you probably know if you've been following along who that's going to be about, I thought I would stop and take a moment to do a Jedi Business episode because there's been a lot of foo-furrah happening around the ratings for the Ahsoka series. We have the first four episodes worth of ratings, and the story that is being perpetrated on social media does not reflect what the reality of the situation is. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the narrative that's been developing in some quarters around the ratings for the Ahsoka series are, largely exaggerated, basically. So there is an element of truth that is just being blown up out of proportion. And that element of truth is that where the ratings are for weeks 3 and 4 of the Ahsoka series, according to the Nielsen streaming minutes viewed, is that they are below the numbers for the Book of Boba Fett and for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. However, those two names are household names as far as Star Wars storytelling goes, right? So Ahsoka, not a household name. A beloved name, certainly among, a smaller base of fans, but definitely not a known name in the same way. And in fact, the numbers are actually sort of on par with the Andor series, which again, Andor, beloved series, beloved character to a comparatively smaller portion of the base of Star Wars fans, not a household name. And so kind of working on par with what we'd expect from a non-household Star Wars name. So that's part one of the debunking, the fact that Ahsoka is not, as a character, a household name compared to, say, Boba Fett or Obi-Wan Kenobi. And yes, if you try to use The Mandalorian as a counter-argument, certainly The Mandalorian was not a household name, but Baby Yoda, come on. I mean, yeah, that kind of sensation and a Baby Yoda character, yeah, now we are back into household name territory, and yeah, it's just an apples to oranges comparison. So that means when The Acolyte comes out, when Skeleton Crew comes out, we're going to be experiencing numbers on a par with Andor and Ahsoka rather than numbers on a par with Boba Fett and Obi-Wan Kenobi. The second part of the narrative has to do with Ahsoka falling down in the list of the top 20 streaming series, according to Nielsen. And the reason why this doesn't work is simply on account of a number of episodes. So it is remarkable that when the Ahsoka series debuted, it debuted like in the top 5, basically, and had more than 800 million minutes viewed just on the basis of 2 episodes. So that's all well and good. And you'd kind of expect that from a premiere anyway. Since then, it has dropped lower and lower in the top 20, but it's doing so with 3 episodes or 4 episodes, that's as much as we've got for data so far, compared to every other series that is showing up in the top 20, which in many cases have hundreds of episodes that they could be drawing viewers from. Just to give an example, like with 3 episodes of the Ahsoka series, it was beating out Friends and Gilmore Girls, which have 230 and 150 plus episodes for each of those. And then just, looking to something comparatively new and possibly closer to a reasonable comparison up the charts, The Wheel of Time, which is an Amazon Prime series, has 11 episodes up as of Ahsoka's week 3 situation. And it was only at 515 million views compared to 487 for Ahsoka. So 8 more episodes and a fraction of the additional number of views. Now, as I said earlier, there's only information through the first four episodes of the Ahsoka series. So that means that we don't know how the episode that resolved her cliffhanger, Ahsoka's cliffhanger, it seemed like she died. So be curious to see how many people tune in for the resolution of that to see what happened to her. And then for episode six, that's the episode where Thrawn is revealed. So yeah, I'm expecting to see some fluctuation in these numbers, but yeah, we probably won't report on it week by week. I think it's just a matter of, hey, you know, we're through 4 weeks now, so let's talk about where we're at so far and debunk the narrative that's being developed by certain quarters. Yeah, so that's what I've got for you for today's episode of the podcast. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.